Chapter 7. He suffered. He endured all that humanity could suffer. It was deity suffering for humanity. The 88th Psalm reads in the margin of the cross-reference Bible, He laid him in the lowest pit, the pit of the underworld, in the dark places, in dense darkness. 7th verse. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me. Thy wrath presseth. Thou hast laid thy fury upon me. All thy breakers thou hast brought upon me. Thou hast let all thy waves strike me. Thou hast let come all thy breakers upon me. I have called upon thee, my God, day and night, and thou hearest me not. 3rd verse. Full of trouble, weighed with evils, thou hast brought me to Sheol, the kingdom of death. I am become a man without God. The heart cannot take it in. The mind stands dumb in the presence of truth like this. 15th verse. While distracted, I endure. I am brought low. I am turned backward. I have borne thy terrors so that I am distracted, helpless. The outbursts of thy wrath, thy streams of wrath, have cut me off. Thou hast removed me from mine acquaintances, even lover and friend, in the place of darkness. 4 divine attributes seen in hell. Then we come to the most remarkable part of the suffering of Christ. He cried, Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall they that are deceased arise and praise thee? Down there in that awful place, God displayed his wonders to the dead. His power was displayed. He let them see the awfulness of sin and the absolute justice of God. His love was displayed. More than that, he showed the loving kindness of God. He said, Shall thy loving kindness be shown in the grave? His eternal faithfulness displayed. Or thy faithfulness in destruction, shall thy wonders be known in the dark? His righteousness displayed, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness. They saw Jesus, who had been made sin with our sin, made as righteous as he was before he was made sin. In seeing him made righteous, Satan witnessed the fact that righteousness was made possible for the human in the new creation. Christ was made alive right there in the realm of death. He was called the firstborn out of death. God said to him, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. The hosts of hell saw him born out of death. They witnessed the triumph of God and the glory of our matchless Christ. Wasn't it good of him to give us this graphic picture, not only of his death and suffering, but of his triumph and glory? Throughout eternity, in the archives of the Supreme Court of the universe, there will be records of the Son's visit to hell, of Satan's defeat, and of man's legal redemption. They saw him put off from himself the principalities and the powers. They saw him paralyze the death-dealing ability of Satan. They saw him conquer the host of the black leader. They saw him strip Satan of the authority and dominion of which he had robbed Adam in the garden. They saw him arise from the dead, a victor. They knew it was the victory of the new creation. They saw us made alive with him, justified with him, raised with him, made victors with him. Revelation 1:17 and 18 was his song of victory. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of Hades.